It's a very messy situation, to say the least, because I suppose I'm not sure whether people had to put their NPRN numbers on it, which I think would have been helpful in terms of running it by the ESB networks to ensure that those people are genuinely out of electricity. And I think if the department were to do this all over again, I think it would be much better, much more streamlined situation and a system of operating. So for the moment, at least, it's a bit of a mess. And I just hope the people, many of the people across Sligo and Leitrim and South Donegal and various other places that were genuinely out and suffered hardship, real hardship, by having no electricity, get the justifiable compensation for this, for loss of food, expense they were out in terms of having to heat their homes, but in particular food they had to buy in. And they are the real victims of this. But there's others who I feel have taken advantage of this situation and have made applications when they might have been out more than 24 hours or might have been out at all or don't even come from this area where there was, the storm didn't affect as much. And that's, I suppose, the mess the department is in, and it needs to be resolved pretty quickly.
And from your own perspective, how could that be resolved in the short term? I know you said that it could be streamlined going forward, lessons could be learned for the next weather event. But in the short term, how can this process be speeded up and get people paid?
Well, I imagine that somebody senior within the Department of Social Protection will have to look at this and ensure there's enough human resources attached to this to expedite the applications. I know they've gone from the local community welfare officers to Dublin and to a national level to a centralised office, and I would like to see more staffing put on that so that all of the outstanding applications can be accessed quickly. And that can only be done by awarding more staff to that operation and get this. I mean, we must remember we're back on the 24th, 25th of January when this storm took place, and we're now heading towards that in May, which is 5 months later, and for people who are awaiting the money, it's difficult, and therefore I hope the department would allocate more staff to deal with these applications.